The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Tuesday, October 11, 2022. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel recalled this October 10, the beginning of the struggles for Cuba's independence from the Spanish metropolis in 1868. From his Twitter profile, the president wrote, "It is October 10, the first date of the homeland and the fight for its sacred independence. The Cuban Revolution, what we are today, began on that day in 1868. Long live Cuba." The struggle for independence initiated in eastern Cuba ignited the flame of the armed insurrection that in that first stage lasted 10 years. It was followed by the so-called Chiquita War and the War of Independence, organized by José Martí, and whose total victory was frustrated by the U.S. intervention in the conflict. After more than half a century of neocolonial republic imposed by the powerful northern neighbor, on January 1, 1959, the island achieved its definitive independence with the revolutionary triumph of the rebel army led by Commander-in-Chief Fidel Castro. A donation of 400,000 bags of food, electrical equipment, and roofs arrived in Cuba from Venezuela as a contribution to the recovery of the severe damages caused by Hurricane Ian. The cargo was received at the port of Mariel, 45 kilometers from the Cuban capital, by the ambassador of that nation, Adán Chávez, and the Minister of Internal Trade, Betsy Díaz, in an act of solidarity and brotherhood between the peoples of Latin America and the Caribbean, and recognition of the efforts of the Cuban people and government to recover in the shortest time possible. This ship is the first of two that will arrive on the island from Venezuela in the coming days. The sixth meeting of Cuban residents in Spain raised its voice in Bilbao, Basque Country, in favor of the Caribbean nation while joining demonstrations against the U.S. blockade. According to Prensa Latina, the meeting concluded with two events denouncing Washington's economic siege against Cuba for more than six decades. The expressions of solidarity for Cuba and the repudiation of the blockade took place on a boat with live music by Cuban singer Orlis Pineda on the estuary of Bilbao. Following is a rally in front of the town hall in Bilbao. All Basque trade unions, solidarity groups, political parties, and the coordinating committee of the non-governmental organizations for development of Euskadi supported both events. Under the slogan, "Cuba Unites Us," participants made an energetic call to end the blockade, which this year marks 60 years of its proclamation. The blockade against Cuba expects to be condemned again for the 30th time at the United Nations General Assembly. And in the international agenda, we have that. The Paraguayan ambassador to UNESCO, Nancy Ovilar, called for hope in challenging times for humanity in a highly applauded speech, which closed by singing a message of love from the Cuban singer-songwriter Silvio Rodriguez. In a speech before the plenary of the 215th session of the Executive Council of the multilateral body, the permanent representative urged in this capital to work for peace with determination and stubborn persistence in a global scenario in which she considered the UNESCO mandate to be tested to watch over peace. "This mandate makes even more sense in these turbulent times where words seem not enough and where only a handful of hope in the form of poetry could save us," Ovilar said. To culminate, he sang a fragment of Silvio Rodriguez's song, "Venga la Esperanza," in a moment as unexpected as it was exciting at the organization's headquarters. Meanwhile, "Cuba is Not Alone" is the name of a campaign developed by friends of the Caribbean country in Chile with the aim of raising funds to help it repair the damage caused by Hurricane Ian. This initiative started from a self-convocation of friends who in some way have had some relationship with Cuba. Some lived or studied there, and also from Cubans residing in this country, explained Vasily Carrillo, one of the organizers. The campaign began on October 3 and will run until the 18th, although it could last a little longer, Carrillo told Prensa Latina. The objective is to raise money through a bank account to buy electrical supplies and some materials such as helmets, gloves, switches, cables, and send them to the island in coordination with solidarity organizations in Argentina and Panama, he said. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.